Hey guys, Lincoln Parks here. Welcome to the Geek Speak Podcast. We're here for our kickoff of the 2020 year for Geek Speak. This year, we're pivoting into banking, and we're going to be talking with a lot of banking executives. We're going to be talking about with a lot of fintech companies. We're just going to be exploring banking and that industry because it's so critically important. Now, some of you guys that also listen to the podcast that we talk a little bit about small business stuff, you can still use some of the tips and resources that we're gonna share on the podcast for your business. It's still gonna be critically important for you, but we wanted to focus in on community banks. We wanted to focus on credit unions and large national regional banks. Okay, because it is critically important for the listener out there to understand what's going on in the banking industry and the differences between some of these banks. So you guys are in for a jam-packed episode. This first episode, January 2020, I'm so really excited about it. You can catch this podcast on any of the major outlets, anywhere that you listen to. And we're also going to have this up on YouTube. You might be watching it now on YouTube. And I want you to subscribe. Click the bell and subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you're listening to this right now, wherever you are, if you're in your car, whatever, pull over to the side. I want you to subscribe to the podcast because we're going to be bringing you some jam-packed action. So on today's episode, we are talking with founder and CEO of Bond AI, Mr. Uday Akraju. And he is going to share with you guys something about his company, what his fintech company is all about, what are the banks that he's working with, how he's helping them, what is AI, artificial intelligence, and how does that impact you today in 2020? This is a very important conversation. I hope that you guys enjoy this podcast because it was great. Uday was a really, really great guest to have on as our first guest for 2020. Can't wait for the other podcast to come out for the rest of the year, but this one, you're gonna enjoy. Listen in, because this one is great. All right, so welcome guys to the Geek Speak podcast. Today, I have a privilege to have Uday Akraju on with me today. And I'm telling you, he is a phenomenal founder and CEO. I met him last year at Bank AI in Chicago, and it was a phenomenal event. So, you know, he has a company called Bond.ai. And, you know, let me just read a little bit of his bio. But he is the CEO of Bond.ai. An award-winning human-centered artificial intelligence platform for banks. Uday has a background in interaction design and cognitive science and focuses on making machine intelligence empathetic and create the world's first empathy engine. I'm excited to hear about that for the finance industry. So Uday was recognized as an international innovator by New York City Economic Development Corporation. Prior to Bond AI, Uday founded the successfully ran an artificial intelligence research lab that helped early stage companies design product and take it to market. Now that is something huge because we know we have so many products that are coming to market right now. And for him to be, you know, involved in that, that's great. He regularly speaks internationally at conferences like AI and FinTech conferences, such as Paris FinTech Forum, Money 2020, IBM Tech Talk, Signal, Finovate, Voice, and more, a whole ton of them. And I'm excited to have you on, Uday. Thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure having them. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Awesome. So I see all of your background, everything that you're doing. You're speaking a lot. Your company is a phenomenal company. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
So yeah, you gave my bio, so I won't take much time. I have a background in something called human-centered design. So, and I did my specialization in cognitive science. So it's all my life has been about studying human behavior, predicting human behavior, and understanding what they really need, and how we can actually address that need in the shortest time. So that's been my background all my life, and that's exactly what I'm doing with financial industry.
Awesome, awesome. So how did you talked a little bit about, you know, that's what you've been doing your whole life. How did you get involved in fintech? You know, how did you land there?
It's a strategy exercise, tragedy. Kind of a funny story, but a sad story. Because see, I told you I have all this background, right, in predicting human behavior and all that stuff. But it's funny that I was not able to foresee my future.
Right.
So I was having a good paycheck. I was living in California at that point of time. But there was a financial emergency and everything came down. So I was actually helping others, but I didn't pay attention to my own finances.
Wow.
So it was such, I mean, I'm laughing about it right now, but it was such a terrible situation at that point of time because my credit scores were bad. I mean, I had a big auto loan, student loan sitting on top of my head and nothing was actually working. And I went to my financial advisor, actually went to my bank. And hey, I was sensational, I mean, fantastic in the recent past, but right now something's wrong. Can you help me out?
Right.
No, I can't help you out because you have bad credit scores.
And yeah, exactly.
You have everything bad going on, so I can't help you. So went to a lot of financial advisors, nobody could help. And I thought, come on, I mean, I have this background, maybe I could try to do something for myself. So I started using, like everybody, use apps like Mint.com and Digit and all these apps which actually help you. But right. 6 months down the line, I realized nothing was actually working because the thing was, everything was happening separately, right? I mean, you have saving at one place, investing at one place, you're doing something else at one place, nothing was actually adding up. So man, I thought, okay, this has to be, I need to really look into myself. I need to empathize with myself first.
Right. Right.
So designed a custom program to actually look at my behaviors, my transactions, my spending patterns and all that. And 18 months down the line, I could actually come out of it completely. And I had enough money to invest in my next venture. So that was by accident. I mean, that's why I actually came to fintech and I realized, I mean, I have a problem. And I also realized, I mean, we did some user research that there's so many people in the US having financial health issues.
Right.
Yeah. We thought, okay, this is something which we need to actually go out and make a product and help people out there.
That's awesome because, you know, and you're right. There's so many people that, you know, struggle or their banks can't even help them out, you know, with financial education, you know, at this point and having an app like yours and having a website like yours is critical because, you know, that allows people to at least see, you know, what's going on, you know, with their finances and how the bank can help them out.
Exactly. I mean, it's because, right? So it's not just about people who are unbanked or underbanked. It's not that. If people like me and you, I mean, who are already kind of well-versed in this field, right? So there is a lot of potential which is untapped. So for example, you can actually maybe earn more than what you're actually earning. You don't know about your potential.
Right.
You look at closely at your behaviors, your patterns. So it's not just for people, when I talk about this, it says, hey, yeah, I know it's maybe for people who are unbanked and underbanked. No, it's, I said, it's not for them. It's for everybody who want to enhance their own finances.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So piggybacking off of that, you know, and I know you explained a little bit about Bond.ai, but tell us a little bit more. I know you have a couple different areas on how Bond.ai helps. Tell us a little bit more about your company and what it actually does.
Yeah. So as I told you, it's a human-centered AI platform for banks. So what does that mean is, so we have, what we do is we integrate with banks and get transaction data of consumers or small businesses, right? So the first and foremost step once we integrate with the bank, what we do is we take that data and create unique personas for every consumer of the bank.
Gotcha.
So the reason why we do that is once you create a persona, you're understanding what the consumer has been doing and what he or she might need in the future to enhance their finances. So right. Once we create that persona, the way we interact with consumers is with conversational AI. So on the existing bank's mobile app, you'll have our Bond.ai's bot, which is a voice or text bot.
Okay.
And what happens then is, now we have the persona of the consumer. So whenever the consumer is actually opening the app or talking with the bot, there is a unique insight for that consumer. So it might be as simple as, hey, what's my balance, right? I mean, 69% of the consumers in our data ask, what's my balance? But
that's
a regular question. But what we do is based on the persona, if we are seeing that consumers actually have been saving, like say $400 every month, we say, hey, your balance is $10,000, but I see you've been saving $400 every month, but this month, I see you can save $450. Do you want to do that?
Right, right.
So we give those unique insights at every conversation with respect to that persona. So what happens is, you can't change behaviors overnight, right? So I couldn't change my behavior overnight. It took me like some months.
Right.
But what actually changed my behavior was these nudges or these insights which have been constantly coming on. So we predict human behavior, we create personas, and we give insights to those consumers to change their behaviors for good.
That's great. Because so tell me this, does Bond AI also work with consumers and businesses?
Yeah, it's for small business and consumers. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And you know what? That's just like, you know, everybody going into 2020, you know, a lot of people are creating resolutions and, you know, and they're like, you know, my resolution is to lose weight. I know mine was to lose about 50 pounds. So I have to lose some weight. But a lot of people have the same idea with their finances. You know, they're like, you know, we have to get on track with our finances this year. And, you know, having Bond AI, you know, implemented at a bank, it sounds like it's just like an app or, you know, a bot that actually helps you to streamline your finances over the course of time.
Exactly. See, the thing is, so you gave a great example, right? So you wanted to lose weight. Right.
But
you don't know the factors affecting that or surrounding that. I mean, you have a resolution, right? But how are you going to achieve it? I mean, you need some help. I mean, you definitely, I don't want to say help, but you need some kind of direction.
That's right.
Right. In terms of finances, it's even difficult. You say, hey, I want to buy a house this year. But oh my God, I mean, if you want to buy a house, there's so much. Maybe your kid is coming up for education. You need to save for his education, or you have, maybe you don't have an emergency fund. Who knows? So there are a lot of parameters. So we actually map all that. So when you actually ask us a question, we give an answer saying based on all that. It's very holistic.
Yes, man, that's phenomenal. So what improvements to Bond AI do you see happening over the next few years?
Yeah, so see, when I said we create personas, right? So it's all based on financial data.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, when we're trying to help you enhance your finances and life, I also need to understand some intangible data, like what are your interests, what is your potential, right? What is your strength, what are your weaknesses, stuff like that, which is not there anyway, it's not tangible.
Right.
So it's very important that you blend your tangible data, which is financial data, and your intangible data, which is sitting in your brain. So the reason why we have conversation intelligence is we pick those intangible data, blend it with the tangible data, which we have, and create more accurate personas. So right now we're working on how do we calibrate contextually the intangible data, and how do we blend it to create more accurate personas?
That's phenomenal. I can't wait to see some of the stuff that you guys are implementing, because I know, you know, you're on the cutting edge of fintech and helping out a lot of individuals and businesses as well. So that's great. So let me ask you another question. How does like Alexa, Google Home, those types of devices affect what you're doing now?
You know what? I mean, that's a true blessing for the financial industry, right? So because, yeah, we right now you use Alexa's, I mean, Google Homes, right? Maybe ask for weather and how is my turn on the light or something like that.
Right.
It's because the reason you use that, those examples is you need not, I mean, wait for somebody, or you need not articulate something or email somebody or do something else. Especially in your finances, it's all about that instant gratification. If something happens, if you have a need, you need not wait to go to your banker, or you need not go to email somebody, right? So those devices, actually voice interfaces, we are very bullish on voice interfaces or conversation interfaces, because it is a neutral medium. And for example, if I have some financial difficulty, I don't want to share with my friend or maybe you, but I will share with the conversational AI, because I know it's a machine.
Right? Exactly.
It's easy to converse. I mean, it's quick, it's easy, and it's a neutral medium, right? So that's been very, very useful for us. And the second aspect I said is, while we are having this conversation, we are able to realize the context. So for example, somebody asks, hey, can you recommend the right credit card for me? Maybe through Alexa, through our app. So yes, we look at the transactions and say, okay, these are the credit cards for you. But we also see you've been traveling a lot. What is your favorite airline?
Wow.
They say, okay, Delta. So that's a non-financial data point we pick quickly by conversation. So conversation, I think, is definitely a blessing for the financial industry. And I think the future is definitely all about that.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So a question based on that, do you have, or in the future or now, do you have any integrations with maybe bank websites, chatbots, that type stuff?
Yeah, so we have a lot. So right now, so what we do is we provide this micro app SDK.
Okay.
So what happens is if the bank already has a mobile app, they just need to install that SDK inside their mobile app, and that's it. So all our features will be turned on automatically. It's not like consumers have to download another app.
Right.
If they have a bank's app, they just need to update it and they'll have this. That's it.
Oh, that's great. That makes it real easy. I know for you know, IT departments and you know, at the banks, you know, it makes it easy just to install an SDK, and then you can layer that on top of what they already have. So that's awesome. So what are you excited about in 2020 for the financial industry?
I think finally, people are getting serious about personalization.
Yeah.
The personalization aspect has been there forever, but the promise right. hasn't been fulfilled. But I hope, I've been seeing good trends, especially from the big banks. When we've been talking to these big banks, everybody's serious on two things. One is the personalization. Second is how do we enhance financial health? So okay. I think I'm really, really excited about that promise finally happening this year. So I think end of this year, definitely two or three top five banks will be addressing that issue very, very effectively.
That's great. Do you see like any, I know you mentioned the big banks. Do you work with any smaller banks, any community banks, credit unions, you know, or do you just mainly work with the bigger banks?
No, for us, it's agnostic. I mean, whoever really focuses on their consumer, we work with them. So we have like $100 billion bank we're working with, and we have $1 trillion bank we're working with. So the spectrum is huge.
Right.
The core motive for us is really focus on enhancing the finances of the consumer, whatever bank it is.
Awesome. That's great. That's good to know. So wrapping up, you know, and so got a couple more questions for you. I know we've been talking about AI. We've been talking about what that is. There may be some people watching this or listening to it that they don't know what AI is. So what is AI, or, you know, what is AI, if you could explain that, and then how do you think it's going to continue to affect us?
Yeah, generally, you know what? Generally, whenever I speak, I don't use the word AI because it freaks people out.
Yeah.
But really, I'm telling you, I mean, in the name, right, it is artificial intelligence, right? So there is nothing artificial except the name, because right. it's created by us.
Right.
It's meant to behave like us.
Exactly.
And it is meant to help us.
Yes.
Right. So there's nothing artificial about it, really. I mean, it's very good. The reason why I say it is very good is we think a lot, right? So what eventually, for my definition of AI, is it has to think like you.
Right.
It has to think what you couldn't think of.
Gotcha.
So that's what AI actually helps you on. So I think about a lot of, I mean, my finances, for example. I think I can earn this much, I can earn that much. But there are certain factors I cannot think, only AI can do. I mean, we cannot right. multitask, right? We cannot do so many complex calculations like AI.
Right.
So if you do something, it always will be complementary to what we are thinking and always enhance our own processes.
That's awesome. That's a great explanation. And, you know, I know a lot of bank CEOs or COOs right now, you know, they're looking to increase deposits, or they're looking to, you know, make sure their loan to deposit ratio is kind of balanced. Those are some things that I hear, you know, as I'm talking to CEOs that are out there. So I know, you know, changing the narrative a little bit, they might have heard about artificial intelligence, or they've heard about other fintech, you know, apps and websites and bots. And I think this is just a great, you know, application that you've built and your team, you know, at Bond AI has built. So I'm excited about your company and where you guys are going in 2020 and beyond. So I got one final question for you. But if you want to, before I actually have final question, is there anything you want to share, you know, with those watching or listening?
Nothing much. Like you've already covered, I think. See, I mean, the thing is, yes, like banks want to improve their deposits. Somebody wants to improve their loan to deposit ratios, right? But you can actually do that if you really focus on the consumer.
Yes.
Everybody talks about, I mean, it's a cliche right now, that user-centered design or user-centered, but it's a cliche, but you really have to focus on that, because that is the first and foremost thing you have to address. Then everything will, because the needs of the bank and the needs of the end users are two sides of the same coin.
That's right.
You need to start somewhere. So if you can actually address the needs, automatically it'll trickle down to your profits or LDVs or LDRs or LCVs. So I'll tell you one funny thing. So we go to banks and say, hey, we have the whole personalization, financial health suite where you want to improve. They say, yes, it's fantastic that we want to improve it. But we quickly realized that banks are struggling to open accounts.
So yes.
The average account opening takes like 4 to 5 minutes.
Yes,
and
yes.
Banks are losing like 92% of consumers drop out just there.
Yes, absolutely.
So we went ahead and said, hey, okay, this is a problem which we need to address. So we created an onboarding tool which opens an account in 40 seconds.
Wow.
So today, I mean, we are actually piloting with 4 institutions right now, because if you're not able to onboard a consumer, forget about personalization.
Absolutely. that is such a big, big opportunity, because I'm telling you, you know, going into banks and just, you know, a lot of people still go in, they have to go in. There's no online way or no app or anything like that for them to open an account. So there are banks that are there right now that are still having people come in and they're spending like an hour in the bank, you know, just to open an account. So, you know, and that's definitely something, especially right now in this day and age, that needs to change. So I'm glad that you guys are figuring that out for everybody. So the last question I have for you, beside all of this, you know, beside Bond AI and everything, what is your favorite thing to do? What do you like to do outside of when you're working?
Oh man, actually I love to sing. I haven't I used to be part of my rock band in my college.
But nice.
I haven't sung since then. So I think really want to take out time, and I love to sing, I love to perform kind of all those stuff. But yeah. I want to take time off to actually make myself a singer again.
Okay, well, next time we get together, I'm going to hold you to that. We may go karaoke, and then you can test out, get your skills sharpened back up again.
Absolutely, yeah, love to do that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Uday. I appreciate you coming on with me today. This was phenomenal. We got to learn about your company, got to learn about what you do, you know, learn about that you like to sing. That's awesome. Love that. And I know you guys are going to be doing phenomenal things going in the future. So I'm excited about your company, and thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was a great conversation. Thanks.
Absolutely. Wow. What a great interview with Uday Akraju. I mean, from Bond AI. That was very, very informative. If you are working at a bank, if you own a fintech company, if you're a consumer, if you're a business owner, this is jam-packed. That was a jam-packed interview that I believe was a great way to kick off 2020. Because without that information, you don't know how banks are really trying to get more in contact with you. And they're using tools and resources that are going to help them understand you more and give you exactly what you need. So I hope you guys got something from that interview. If you have any feedback, please leave me a message. I'd love to respond to your message. Connect with me on all platforms. It's Lincoln Parks. It's Web Mobile Fusion. See you next time.